Parshat Teruma. I'm titling this Dvar Torah, Need a Chavrusa, Need a Base, Base Medrash. In the yeshiva, as I assume another yeshiva to a Talmidim come for a year or two after high school, it's too much to our surprise or to chagrin, you have Talmidim that have been steiging away for the entire time, both in Limud HaTorah, Mesikus HaTorah, loving Torah, Geshmak in Torah, and in Yerushamayim, totally changed the year, year and a half, or 2 years that they spent in the yeshiva. Go to Chutz Laretz, and instead of continuing their education, their Torah education, places like Landers, YU, etc., or even more or less on a full-time basis, near Yisrael in Baltimore, Shar Yashuv, in the five towns, for whatever reason it might be, not going into it and not being critical of it, they are basically going to being out of the framework of a yeshiva environment on a full-time, most of them going to college, university, full-time, and doing perhaps some work to supplement their income. And I ask them, what about your learning? And they say, well, I have a chavrus online, I'm going to learn the daf from the internet. And I stress with them that it's most important, study with chavrusa, study in a base medrash. You have an hour a day, you have 2 hours a day, 3 days a week, 4 days a week, 5 days a week, whatever it might be. Pick up your Svarim, pick up your Gemara, pick up your Rambam, pick up your Mishneh Berurah, pick up your Maral, whatever you're learning, and go set a chavrusa, come into the local shuls, and so many of the local shuls have batei midrashot that are open, even with Svarim, and other bachrim, yungalait, balabatim, whatever it might be, are sitting there and learning. You need that environment that's conducive to learning. You have to have the feeling that you're part of a kehila. Or if you can find yourself, even though you're not a Talmid registered in a yeshiva, but that's the yeshiva you go in to sit and learn for the hour, hour and a quarter, from 9 to 9:30 every night, or whatever it might be, including Ma'ariv. You're part of it. You're in it. It's very conducive. And then, of course, you must have a chavrusa. Because if you're sitting and learning alone, you feel only responsible to yourself, and you always have excuses for yourself. But if you have a chavrusa, you know in your back of your mind, made up to learn, we're going to be learning in the base at 9 o'clock, that I should be there, because if not, my chavrusa is sitting there and waiting, twiddling its thumbs. I need a chavrusa because if I learn alone, I'm missing the massive matan, the arguing, discussing, the liveliness, the creativity, the point of really feeling I understand the sugya well. And therefore, make your schedule that enables you to find a chavrusa and a place to learn, and a place where there are other people there. Many of them might be total strangers. After a while, you'll get to know them. But that's what you should have. How does this relate to the parsha? Many mefarshim discuss the cherubim, the cheruvim, karuvim, kruvim, however you want to translate it into whatever language. So Rav Hirsch goes into great detail by pointing out that the Kruvim had a double function. He calls it a function of protectors and bearers. They protect the Torah, they protect the Aron, because they are hovering on top of it, and they are bearing some sort of a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to Klal Yisrael. And he goes into detail talking about, it's kedai to see it inside, that the wings, the knafayim, their covers, they protect the Aron, which represents, of course, Torah. And yet they also spread their wings upwards towards Hashem, bearing of glory of Hashem. And then, amongst other things, he goes to discussing why is it Shnei Kruvim? Why does there be two of them facing each other? Panim Ish El Achiv. One facing the other. And I think that is the message which I try to convey to Talmidim. But everyone should have that. You could be a balabos, be a person that wants to be in some way connected to learning of Torah, of whatever level it might be. Maybe the Daf Yomi. Daf Yomi is whenever you can get up, wherever you could find a group, a chavrusa, to share that we're learning together. And it's not necessarily directly one-on-one chavrusa. It could be a group of 10, 15, 20, 30 people, and you're missing for a day or two. Someone else in that group, in the chabur of the daf, is going to turn to you and say, Moshe, everything all right? We missed you. Or you can get a telephone call at work. Are you okay? We missed you at the group. We missed you at the daf. It's a feeling that one should have that we're a group, we work together. It's so conducive to share. We should be blessed to be like the Kruvim, beautiful, shining, radiant, glowing as protectors of the Torah, as a minimum of two facing one another, and bearing the Torah down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to my community, to my shul, to my Beis Medrash. Wow! Here are two fellas that spent a year or two in yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael. They're back here, and they're sitting and learning 3, 4, 5 nights a week, 3, 4, 5 mornings during a week. They got a free Sunday to come to in the morning to daven, to eat breakfast, if it is a bagel, to lock shul, and to sit and learn for an hour and a half. A day off, whatever it is. You're a balabos, you're a married man, you're with a family. You're protecting the Torah for you, the community, and you're the bearing of the importance of Talmud Torah. We should all be zochah that. Amen.